Okay, we're live. Good evening, everyone. I'd like to call the June 28th, 2021 meeting of the University City City Council to order. Ms. Reese, would you please call the roll?
Councilmember Klein.
Here.
Councilmember McMahon.
Here.
Councilmember Hales.
Here.
Councilmember Cusick.
Here.
Councilmember Clay and Councilmember Smotherson are excused. Mayor Crow.
Here. Thank you very much, Ms. Reese. Before you, you have the agenda. Is there a motion to approve? Motion made by Mr. McMahon, seconded by Mr. Hales. Is there discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor, please signify by saying aye. Opposed? The ayes have it. You have before you the minutes of the June 14th, 2021 meeting of the City Council. Is there a motion to approve? Motion made by Mr. McMahon, seconded by Mr. Cusick. Is there discussion? Hearing none. All those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? The ayes have it. We have two nominations that are for Mr. Clay. Mr. McMahon, would you step in, please?
Thank you, Mayor. On behalf of Councilman Clay, I'd like to nominate for reappointment to the Library Board, Gerald Lander.
Seconded by Mr. Cusick. Is there discussion? Hearing none. All those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? The ayes have it. Mr. McMahon.
Again, on behalf of Councilmember Clay, I'd like to nominate for reappointment Aaron Ginsburg to the Library Board.
Seconded by Mr. Hales. Is there discussion? Hearing none. All those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? The ayes have it. To the citizens who provided citizen comments to us, thank you very much. Ms. Reese has provided all of those comments to us. And again, we look forward to soon not having this same protocol, but while we're working through it, it has served us, and we look forward to in July, hopefully having our citizens back in the chambers with us with the opportunity to hear you and see you in person yet again. You have now before you the consent agenda with three items on it. Is there a motion to approve the consent agenda? Motion made by Mr. Cusick, seconded by Mr. McMahon. Is there a discussion? Hearing none. All those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? The ayes have it. Mr. Rose.
Honorable Mayor and Council members, this agenda item, item H1, ask that you consider a proposed contract with Future IQ to guide the community through a visioning process. Tonight we have with Future IQ Heather that will do a very brief presentation on this item.
Yes, thank you so much for having me here. We're really thrilled to be doing this visioning process with you. And if I can just share my screen, I'll just walk through a few. Everybody see that?
Yes.
Great. Okay, so we'll start with this one. I just wanted to talk a little bit about our approach to visioning, and it has three pillars. This will help you to understand the process as we go through. To begin with, it's future oriented, and we really delve into future trends, and we educate the community about things such as mass urbanization or climate change, things that are going to impact in the future. And we really explore expected and preferred futures with the community. The second pillar of our approach is that it's data-driven, and we really strive to create a process that's open, transparent, and inclusive. And so we do have a portal where people can go and they can explore the survey results and see what everybody said. So, you know, nothing's hidden, it's very transparent. The people-focused part is the funnest part of all, because what we really do is we bring people together, and we strive to bring in as many voices from the community as we can. And so here's the process, and I'll just, walk you through it. The project will have four phases, and we're in the first one, of course, right now. And we've been working really closely with Gabby, and for the past couple of weeks, we've managed to put up the project page and the portal, and you can go to those right now and see how they're set up. And that is that's the place where people will go to participate in the surveys to find out what's going on, can contact us through that. But it's really a critical piece of the outreach. In this phase as well, we will help you to set up a steering committee. And those are really different.
Amy, could you turn your volume up or speak into your microphone? Maybe I'm having a difficulty hearing you.
Yeah, I'll turn it up. How about that? Does that work better? Is that working?
No. It'd be old age on my part, but I'm having difficulty hearing you.
Well, I'll raise my voice. Sometimes I don't speak loud enough. Is that better? Can you hear me now?
I think we're all about in the same position we were when you were speaking a minute ago. So.
Okay. Well, I'm not quite sure what else I can do. I just turned.
Well, and we can keep going. We're struggling just a little bit.
Okay. The next step in the first phase will be to help you establish a steering committee. Those are different in all communities, so we'll really seek your guidance to help with that. But basically, the steering committee members are ambassadors to the community for the project. So they help us get people engaged in the project. They get the word out, what it's about, and also provide us with some guidance and insight on community thinking. The second phase, that's where the community survey will come into play. And the think tank. And the think tank will be over 2 days, October, I believe it's the 16th and the 18th. That's the real deep dive into community thinking in terms of the vision process. And it will result in a report that we then, in phase three, take out to the community for the vision engagement sessions. There'll be another vision survey to get the community's feedback on what came out of the think tank and to get their input as well about the future vision. And we'll bring everything together in a future summit, which is a presentation to the community of the findings from the entire engagement process. That will all be written up in a final report in phase four. So, and this is the same information, only it tells you how it's broken out over the months ahead. We know that you would like this completed by December for approval early in the new year. So that's what we will do. And these are some examples of some of the engagement ways that we go out into the community and reach the people. One of our favorites is, it depends on every community, is to go out and seek the youth voice. And we have gone into several high schools and universities and community colleges to seek their voice in the process as well. So once again, I hope that was brief enough. we're really thrilled to be here and to be part of your visioning process.
Thank you very much for providing us with that information. Are there questions from members of council to our presenter or to the city manager regarding this process that Heather has walked us through? Heather, I don't believe we have any questions for you at this time. We appreciate it.
Honorable Mayor, I would like Heather just to comment briefly on the makeup of the steering committee. I know we're intending to work with the mayor and council here shortly, but could you comment regarding the diversity that they should look to have on the steering committee?
The steering committee makeup is really what you would like to have, but it uses collective knowledge. So if you could have diverse representatives from the community that can really contribute to the outcome in terms of hearing all the voices, that would be important.
My experience with the establishment of steering committees, and I believe this is what Heather is indicating, is that you wanted to have as broad of representation as possible for the community. And so one of the things that we will look to is how can the various boards, committees, and commissions participate as a part of this process. You have the Stormwater, you have Planning Commission, you have Traffic Commission, several that I believe would really add value to this process, but we will visit that issue with you at a later date.
Great, that sounds wonderful, thank you.
Okay. Thank you.
We have the contract before us with Future IQ, and I would welcome a motion for the contract to be approved.
Honorable Mayor, Council Members, we would like to propose a motion. We are interested in adding language to the contract. We have met with representatives from Future IQ, and they are comfortable in concept with adding language that will clarify the ownership of materials. And so I would defer to our City Attorney, John Mulligan, to indicate what would be an appropriate, a motion amendment to the contract.
Mr. Mulligan.
Thank you, Mayor, members of council. I would recommend a motion to approve the professional services agreement between the city and Future IQ as presented to you, and also to authorize the city manager to require any additional language he deems necessary to clarify the city's ownership rights with respect to documents and intellectual property relating to this agreement.
Is there such a motion? Motion made by Mr. Hales. Is there a second? Seconded by Mr. Cusick. Is there discussion? Hearing none. All those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? The ayes have it. Thank you very much. We'll now move forward with unfinished business. Ms. Reese, may we have the second reading of Bill number 9435?
Bill 9435, an ordinance authorizing the city manager to permit construction work or activity during otherwise prohibited times containing a sunset clause.
May we have the third reading?
Bill 9435, an ordinance authorizing the city manager to permit construction work or activity during otherwise prohibited times containing a sunset clause.
Thank you very much. May I have a motion to approve? Motion made by Mr. Cusick. Is there a second? Seconded by Mr. McMahon. Is there discussion? Mr. McMahon.
I just wanted to, have we had an indication from the contractor about what times they would be planning on working that they usually wouldn't get to work? Do they have like a schedule yet, or are we kind of waiting to hear from them on a week by week, month by month basis?
Honorable Mayor, Councilmember McMahon, we do not have their schedule. I would ask our planning director, Clifford Cross, to come to the mic. But our intention is to better understand what their schedule is, as well as how traffic is going to flow. Mr. Cross?
Yes, thank you, Mr. Rose. So we've talked about the entire schedule, but one of the things that they're going to have to address is moving the dirt from the north side to the south side. So it's approximately 45 days that it will run. I think the dates are August 2nd through September 25th. And the time frame will be after the 10 p.m. requirement of the code. Yeah.
Do we have any indication of how we might communicate some of that to the folks nearby, so that we're, you know, it sounds like we've got some good lead time before it starts, yeah, so that we can start getting people prepared to know that 10 o'clock after this date, you, yes, might be hearing some noise at night.
Yes, we actually are generating a website that they will have access to. We will continue to put it out into the community reports, ROARs, whatever information, you know, any source to get that information out. But there is a website that can access that has constant updates on the schedule.
Honorable Mayor, Councilmember McMahon, I would just like to add on to what Mr. Cross said. We're also going to require them to provide notification. So we will be asking them to do some sort of door hanger so that everyone is clear when the time period will start and end.
Thank you. One question I would have, not necessarily a question, Cliff, but is, I'm just wondering, I think the door hanger is great for those people who don't have computers. I think the other thing I would wonder whether or not there's even a push mechanism that the contractor could have to cell phones. It's just even a text out. I recognize that some may not have it, but what I would like to have is to, I think we all sitting up here would like to have the minimal impact to our citizens. And then the next step would be then the complaints coming to us that we didn't give them the communication. Now, we recognize that this is the developer and not us, but we also recognize that there our citizens aren't likely to call the developer.
Right. And what we can do is Holland's done this before. So maybe we can coordinate some sort of pre-construction notice that goes out to not only the property owners, but to the tenants. And we can put that out with our contact information so maybe they can get on some sort of mailing list and we can coordinate with the contractor. And I don't know how the text works or the push list works, but Holland is experienced enough. I would be willing to bet they've done something like that before and are probably experts on setting that up. So I'll get with them and can provide Mr. Rose an update to forward to the mayor and council if you want.
Thank you, Mr. Cross. Additional questions? Mr. Cusick.
Thank you, Mayor Crowe. Mr. Rose, do you envision that this would be used only for the I-170 and Olive project, or are there other areas in University City where this might be necessary?
Honorable Mayor, Councilmember Cusick, we only have one request at this time, and that is the Marcus and Olive project. And so there's no intention at this point to expand that time period to other projects. If we receive a request, we would go back through a similar process, bringing that back to City Council. I wouldn't rely on the authorization given here. I'd want to make sure that you are, as a council, comfortable with whatever developer might make the request.
Other questions? I believe we have a motion and a second before us. We've had discussion. Madam Clerk, would you please call the roll?
Councilmember McMahon?
Aye.
Councilmember Hales?
Aye.
Councilmember Cusick?
Aye.
Councilmember Klein?
Aye.
Mayor Crowe?
Aye. Thank you. The ayes have it. We have no new business this evening. Are there any reports? And by the way, to the citizens who may be watching us, this is our third meeting in a week. So I'm not sure that we have too many more reports in us. But if there are reports from any of my colleagues or any of the commissions that you have met with, please speak now. If not, we will move forward to council comments. Are there any council comments this evening? Mr. Cusick.
Yes, sir. I just would like to say thank you to those residents that allowed themselves to be reappointed to the library board. They are wonderful individuals and work very hard for us, as do all of the people on all of our boards and commissions. And I'm continuously pleased with the degree and depth of care that these people have for us.
Thank you very much. I'm sure we all would say that about all the members of the commissions that we have the great pleasure of serving with. With that being said, no further comments. Is there a motion to adjourn? Motion made by Mr. Hales. Is there a second? Seconded by Mr. Cusick. Is there a discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor, please signify by saying aye. We are adjourned. Thank you very much.